Welcome to episode 11, how to leverage a small Instagram audience for massive sales. Y'all, when I first went full-time entrepreneur in 2022, my followings were all under 1,500. When I say followings, I have two accounts for my biggest funnels. So how is it that I was able to achieve six figures in my first year, over six figures in my second year, and now in 2024, $45,000 in January through March? Well, the answer is actually pretty simple. I showed up on my Instagram stories every single day, and I created highlights that educated my audience on the what and why they need me so that they purchase the how from me. The mistake that we make is giving away our process, which is what people should be paying us for. And there is definitely an art to this because naturally we're going to want to talk about our process, but that's actually not what people want to know about. They want to know about the transformations that you can help them achieve through your process. So we have to stop talking about the avenue for which they're going to get those results and instead really hone in on those transformations. So inside of my funnel building programs, I give my six-figure Say Yes sales copy templates for how to create endless ideas for content creation, meaning educating your audience every single day on your Instagram stories. This is how I was able to generate up to this day multi six figures. So let's actually break down how can you create endless content to educate your audience on through your Instagram stories. I'm going to give you several different strategies in this episode to do that, okay? The first is, what misconceptions do your ideal clients have about how you achieve results? So what things do they think need to be happening in order to achieve the results you help them achieve? And what do they need to be doing instead? Okay, so that's that first one is the misconceptions. The second is, how do you achieve results with your clients in the day to day? So talking about real client stories and transformations and then walking them through the misconceptions that client had, what you all did to course correct, and then the outcome of that course correction. So this is how you talk about your process without directly talking about the process. This is how you educate your audience on why they need you. The third thing we want to focus on is our ideal client desires. So a lot of the chatter right now in the online space is how pain point marketing is dead. Okay, for the most part, that is very true, but that doesn't mean that you can't talk about pain points of your clients. It's about doing it in a non-slimy way. And one of the ways we do that is we think about, okay, if this is the pain point, if this is the thing they're struggling with, then what is the counter to that? What is that desire? And then you walk them through what they need to be doing to achieve those desires in their life or their business. So let me just pause here and say that how miraculous would it be if your dream leads saw you showing up on stories every day? What would that do for your business? Like talking to the camera. I'm not just talking about reposting Canva slides. And I work with clients specifically on this. Some of this is because of my, actually most of it is because of my theater background. I have training in the arts to get on stage and perform. So let me tell you the strategy for talking on your stories. You are going to picture yourself as the person that you want to be talking on stories. So imagine that you are becoming a different character, okay? This character is confident. This character knows what to say. You might even write a script, okay, when you're first figuring out how to talk on your stories or a general outline, and they just go for it. So you're not going to be channeling the, I'm nervous, I don't know what to say. You're going to channel the, I know what to say. I know what my ideal clients need to hear. Let's go. Remember that when you first press record on Instagram stories, you don't have to post that. You could delete it and start over. Or sometimes my clients like having the pressure taken off and they film stories in their phone camera. and then they edit them and then they post them to stories. Okay. So you have to take on a different persona, and then eventually that character is going to become who you are. So by pretending and embodying confidence in a character, you are then going, that's actually going to become a part of your fabric. Okay. This is proven in research and psychology. Not only that, but in the habits. By just doing it, you're going to overcome the fear of what it means to get on camera and talk about it. The next thing you want to get on stories and do is showcasing your behind the scenes life. I have highlight reels called BTS, Mom Life, where people can get to know me a little bit more. What are the things that I'm doing? What are the funny things happening throughout my day? The most successful accounts on Instagram are the quote unquote personal brand accounts, meaning it's their everyday life that they're showcasing. Too many businesses have become so focused on sell, sell, sell that when people come to your page, they may not feel like you're a human. So you want to make sure that your leads are able to connect with you on a human level, in addition to all the things that you're going to help them with. Okay. They need to see the things that you are doing out on the weekends and for fun. Okay. And let's take a moment to talk about reposting other people's posts and inspirational content is great, but that cannot be the only thing that you're doing. Your audience wants to get to know you. The number is so insane, y'all. 70 touch points, 70. Okay. This could take anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on how much you're on social media and utilizing emails. That is the new average number of touch points for someone to convert into paying you. This is why your funnel is so important. This is what I mean when I say your funnel is working when you're not working. People are getting emails, your leads every day are getting emails without you having to sit down and type anything, because you have all of the email sequences automated and triggered for different actions that people are purchasing, paying you for, right? Enrolling in for free, all the things. They're getting to know you without you having to drop anything. That's the power of funnels. Your social media strategy, talking on stories, is a nurture step of your funnel. Nurturing is where you provide value without expecting for your lead to do anything in return, without expecting them to buy anything. They just get free value. And when I say free value, again, you're not giving away your process, right? In these podcasts, there's no way that I could sit down and write your sales copy for you like what I do with my clients. But I am giving you tangible strategies for what you can do to scale your business to multi six figures in a year. So a podcast is another example of a nurture step. Emails are a nurture step. If you have multiple free offers or masterclasses, those are nurture steps. And then you're going to lead them into a paid offer. So this is why you want to have these different offers, whether they be low, mid, or high ticket, strategically placed in an order that you know, okay, somebody will buy this first, and then they're going to want to buy this, and then they're going to want to buy this. Or maybe they're just going to talk to me on a sales call, and they're going to buy my high ticket offer right away. That's what I do, y'all. Easy peasy. I am not even kidding, y'all. I built my business from having a freebie to a call to a high ticket offer. That's it. But you know why? The value on all three of those is so insane. And my emails and my nurture steps are working behind the scenes between those steps. This is the kind of high ticket funnel we can build together, whether it be your first funnel you've ever built, or you already have a converting funnel that you love. Guess what? We just get to add on and build another funnel. How awesome is that? Thank you all so much for listening. I hope that you took away some tangible strategies for how you can make money selling through your Instagram stories, even with a small audience. And by the way, this was all done without ads. No ads were used to bring leads to my social media or to my website.
Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.